Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Blackhawk Heating.
Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight as we talk once again about ways we can save a little bit up on energy. But I always like to say we're giving you information that you can use either now, in the future, as you start to make plans for remodeling, new home buying, whatever the case may be. Hopefully we sink some thoughts in there in your head to say, you know, I remember we should be doing this first because this is a smarter way to go rather than wasting money and wasting time. And we try to do that theme over and over again on this show. And we've got with us today a guest who, quite frankly, is new to us, but the company isn't new to us. We've had them on before, Blackhawk Heating. But with us today is the division manager of the electrical division, Joel Brook. With us. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, first off, right off the bat, you know, we've had Rick in here. We've had Jim in here. And now Joel comes in as the electrical side of things, which I got to tell you, when Jim said this to me, because I want Joel to come on to talk about the electrical side. And I said, I didn't know you had an electrical side. And I work with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So, tell us about this.
Well, our electrical division has been around for about 4 years now. We've started with just one guy, and we've evolved it to four of us now. It's been a fun, hardworking process to develop it. We have great leadership at Blackhawk, and we have a great customer base, And we have an electrical division. It's fun. It's one of my true passions.
Now, where does your background come from? Did you go to school for electrical? Did you? How did that all that?
I did. My uncle had an electrical contracting business based out of Little Chute. I started working for him when I was 14 years old, just picking up parts, running wire, doing all the grunt work.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was my fit. And I've been doing it ever since. And I went to school for 4 years at Fox Valley Tech, and you take a big test after 4 years of school, and let's cross your fingers that you pass it, and then you mm-hmm. become a certified electrician.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Now, when you do the electrical thing as a certified, do you still do schooling after that? Is it kind of, I mean, I know when I talked with Jim before, it's kind of always a learning process.
Exactly. It really is. Every 3 years, we actually have a new revision of the National Electrical Code. So that means that every 3 years you need to produce 35 credits of continued education. Hmm. And with the electrical code, everything is always changing. And the reason being for that is for the safety of people. Electricity, when it's done right, it's safe, but if it's not done right, you can really, really harm, you know, yourself, a home, a building, whatever it may be. So Wisconsin and the government wants to make sure that you know what you're doing and you're keeping yourself and the customers that you serve safe.
It's funny when you're talking about the way, you know, you have this passion for electricity and making it. And I find that when people sit in the chair that you are, it's just a passion. Rick McCutcheon he has a passion for geothermal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to hear that excitement and sitting on the other end where, I mean, if I put two wires together and I don't get shocked,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. You know? But you have this, it's a creation type of thing. It's a creative thing that you have. And you know, I know Rick has it, and I imagine you have it too.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is when ever since I can remember, I always enjoyed putting Christmas lights up with my dad.
There you go.
It's the simplest thing.
That's where it starts.
It really is. But you know, ever since I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I just enjoyed putting up Christmas lights, and the passion, you know, is still there. There's nothing that brings me more satisfaction than when you're doing a new home from start to finish, mm-hmm. and you run all the wires when it's all bare studs, and then you see the processes go through as far as sheetrock and paint and all this. But then when you go up and hang the light fixtures, you know, the decorative stuff, and you hit that switch and it goes on, there's just something there.
It's got to be.
It is.
It's like the Christmas lights at Rockefeller Center.
Exactly.
Or
you turn that switch on and you're like, wow, we're lighting up this room.
Yeah,
it's
that's
fun.
Cool. That is cool. Joel Brook with us, who is the head of the electrical division of Blackhawk Heating. And, you know, the other thing, when I talked to Jim about this, and he said that, and at first I said, I didn't know you had an electrical division. But then when I thought about it, really, with the heating division and the geothermal is what I know, there is electrical connection there. So it's a natural progression to get you guys involved in that.
It is. It's a natural fit. You know, come summer, we do a lot of air conditioning replacements. As equipment evolves, you just can't swap out an air conditioner for an air conditioner. Now,
right,
they make them more energy efficient. So meaning that they make it more energy efficient, you will change the breaker size, the circuit breaker that is in your main electrical panel.
Mm-hmm.
And over time as well, things can corrode being on the outside of a home. With our climate, especially in Wisconsin, we see four changes of climate. And with things being outside, you can really see some things deteriorate. So
definitely,
on the outside of a house, you'll see an air conditioner disconnect. That is where the electricity lies, and those components can go bad, and in order for an air conditioner to work properly, it needs electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So we ensure everything, you know, is inspected and done right. And the same thing on the geothermal side. We have a geothermal system going in next week. It's a replacement, and there's just new components that come out on a geothermal system as far as backup heat, and the pumps may draw less. So you have to change some of the wiring. So the electrical division makes sense for Blackhawk.
The electrical side of things here with Blackhawk Heating is what we're talking about. And with Joel, you now add kind of a new dimension in that you cover it all with the consumer. You've been around for, Blackhawk has been around forever, and they've been putting, you know, heating systems. I know Jim sat here before. He goes, yeah, I've gone into kids' homes whose dad had our system, and now the kids have the system. But now this all opens up the, I guess you have a good name. The Black Guys has a name that people trust you, and now the electrical division makes it so much easier to say, you know what, I trust Blackhawk with my heating. Why shouldn't I trust him with all my electrical work?
Exactly, and, you know, and that is the foundation that Bob and Jim and Jeff have laid for Blackhawk, and we want to be able to spread that in this division. We have so many great customers, and it's the people that really enable us to be able to serve them best here in the Fox Valley.
Joel Brook with us, who is in charge of the electrical division. And what are we talking about here? Are we talking about fixing everything, light fixtures, to designing new kitchens? Can you work with a consumer, new homes, things along those lines? You do everything electrical.
Exactly. Give us a call. Give us a call. We can, if you are thinking about remodeling a bathroom, a kitchen, maybe it's just even your living room, I can come out. We can look at your wiring, add different lighting. If you just want to change out light fixtures on the interior of the home or exterior of the home, we do it all. If you have a bad switch that may be acting up, because the electrical switches, as you enter a room, we all know that you hit a switch to turn the lights on. And over time, those switches will wear out and be faulty. And we have plenty enough of those calls as well, you know, from anything. Even in commercial applications, we'll change ballasts. We even get into generators as well.
757-9990 is the number, 757-9990. That's the main number, but if you say, I need some electrical work done, they'll direct things to you. Is that
exactly
how that'll work?
You call 757-9990, and they're going to have you talk to Joel.
Okay. So, Joel, when you are doing this kind of work, and you're looking at things, do you take on the role of, I'm replacing this light fixture, but that light fixture is attached to this lighting switch, which is old. Do we need to replace it right away? Are you kind of into, we got to update everything as we go along because of technology?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to want to see the age of it. If you want us to come in and change our light fixture, let's just inspect all the wiring associated with that light fixture and just make sure it's safe, because with older homes and even newer homes, the connections that are in those ceiling boxes or the light switch boxes, those need to remain tight. And if over time expansion and contraction those things get loose, there could be some potential things that could happen.
I want to talk. I'm going to take a break here, but I want to talk a little bit about that, because I'm personally, we live in an old home, and when I look at a light fixture, and I go, man, I don't even know if I could go to the hardware store and find that thing, let alone be able to replace it correctly. And then even the electrical box downstairs and how old that is, and when do you know it's time to go? So we'll talk about that. And you touched on generators, something else that you guys do. So a lot of new things to discover here with Black Hawk Heating, talking about the electrical work they now do with Joel Brook. We'll be back right after this.
German heritage in the Fox Cities goes back generations. And to get German food that goes back to generations, you need to go to Obi's Brauhaus in Appleton. Crafted German beers on tap. Family recipes from the Schott family that dates back almost a century. Taste the way German food should taste with all your favorites. Schnitzel, meatballs, wild pork shanks, sauerbraten, and for dessert, strudel and homemade bread pudding. Taste the recipes passed down from the old country at Old Bavarian Brewing Company or Obi's Brauhaus, 523 West College Avenue, Appleton.
Welcome back, Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Today, being joined by Joel Brook, who is the Electrical Division Manager over at Black Hawk Heating, which surprised me and might surprise you that they have a full electrical division now, which handles so many different things. And we were saying before the break, Joel, homes, you do new home construction, obviously.
We've really put our foot in the door with new home construction. We started out 4 years ago with not a whole lot of new construction, and now we're doing a fair share of new homes, which is great.
Existing homes, and I was saying before the break, my home is old, and I look at some of my fixtures and things along those lines. Is there a rule of thumb, if you will, when it's time to replace the wiring, the fixtures? My rule of thumb is if I can't find it in the hardware store, it's probably outdated. That may not be the best rule of thumb, but that's mine. What should we go by?
Well, I want to, over the years of the home, the electrical system can be stressed as we plug in more and more and more
electronic devices.
Exactly.
Yep.
And everything we do nowadays, it seems, plugs in.
Yep.
And the outlets that we add on a new home construction is just unbelievable because of what plugs in. But, there are signs of when things need to be replaced as far as a switch. If you turn on just a standard switch and you don't feel that snap up, and it's kind of more loose.
I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is a sign of a switch, going. Even if you see a little bit of flickering in a light fixture, you're looking at possibly a loose connection.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you see, say you're out in your garage and you fire up your saw, or even when your refrigerator kicks in at your home and you see the lights dim, the possibility that your main electrical service is a little undersized and maybe stressed, and with the stress on the wiring system, it can cause loose connections and possible issues for the homeowner.
So older electrical panels.
Mm-hmm.
With all the, like you mentioned, with all the technology, chances are they're probably a little outdated.
I would say so. Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, it just seems like you're adding more and more, and electrical wires now with patch cords and all the, you know,
here, there, and
everything.
Everywhere.
I don't even know what to call them anymore, these things. You plug in all 15 different things and then goes into one outlet, and you say to yourself, How can it take all that, all those plugs? And chances are it probably can't.
And if there is one thing we do hate at Blackhawk, it is extension cords.
Yeah.
Because extension cords, to be blunt, cause fires.
Yeah.
The more you plug in, the more energy, electricity that will draw. And if your circuit breaker isn't going to trip, those wires will heat up, and eventually things may... happen.
Well, I was going to say too, Joel, from a safety issue, it's got to be a concern if what's going on behind your wall, mm-hmm. that you cannot see.
That's exactly it.
I guess there's really no, I don't know how you can tell unless you smell wires burning, but other than that, you don't know. It's just better to be safe. I mean,
it is, and we can do an electrical inspection on your home if it is a concern to you, and we can judge what the system is doing simply by taking the cover plate off a device, taking the outlet out of the wall, and just seeing what wiring system was used.
Okay.
If it is the most common wiring system that we use is copper, and that's the best that we want to see. Back in the 70s, they used aluminum, and we found aluminum can drastically cause fires. And, you know, if you do have aluminum wiring, we're going to recommend to you, hey, let's do something about that. And that's the same thing that goes for your main electrical panel. We do a lot of electrical service changes. We involve the power company, and we will upgrade your main electrical service to make new. There are old fuse panels. There are a panel called Pushmatic, where these panels have a tough time tripping the circuit breaker, meaning that if there is a problem, and the circuit breaker needs to shut off, these older panels may or may not do that right away when you need it. And with those circuit breakers turning off, that is what is preventing something bad to happen to your home.
So let's talk about this inspection that you do. You go from top to bottom through the house and do everything. You obviously can't look behind the walls, or do you? I don't know.
No, there really isn't a way to do that. But we can check for obvious signs. Let's start up in the attic and see what kind of wiring is running underneath the insulation. Let's take out those devices on the wall and see what system's using in there, and then let's get in the basement and see what system is down there as well. So you can judge what is on, you know, in that system by those three things.
Okay. And then is there a formula, so to speak, of how much power you're putting out and how much power is coming into the house that you would say you're a little shy here? Is that what happens? Or
yeah, you can put an amp clamp on amp clamp, meaning that is going to see how many amps you would be drawing on one conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's being stressed, you'll be able to see that in older homes. You're looking at probably a 100 amp panel, and you have an air conditioner, you have a furnace. When those fire up simultaneously, which does happen, there is quite a significant draw, and then that's where you see, you know, lights dimming and mm-hmm. and things like that.
Okay. Blackhawk Heating, we're being joined today by Joel Brook, who is heading up the electrical division over there at Blackhawk. And another thing that you had talked to me about was this time of year with storms popping in, and it gets a little scary. Lights go out, and you don't know when it's going to come back on. Generators, you handle generators?
Yeah, we handle Honeywell and Generac brand. Whole home generators are popular. We like to do them right. We all know that you can buy a Generac.
But can you do that? Can you buy that at the a box store?
Yes, you can.
But how would you want to do that? That doesn't make sense.
You're
going
to want to go through an authorized dealer.
Yeah.
Your warranties are there.
See that when I gets me started here. when you go to a box store and you see that and you go, wait a minute, I can take a generator off the shelf.
Exactly.
And hook it up to my house and expect it to work right. Unless you're licensed, mm-hmm. I don't get that.
And it's usually on sale, too.
Yeah, it's on sale.
There's a lot of underlying things that the big box stores won't tell you.
Yeah.
One, you need to have gas, natural gas, LP gas. You need to have that run to the generator. And besides for the electrical connections on a generator, the gas is probably the other most important thing to a generator.
Which one to use, you mean? What gas to use?
What size and what pressure you're bringing into a generator.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
And exactly, not many people do. You just can't tap off the existing gas that you have in your house. You have to look mm-hmm. at the meter, you have to look at the size, because once you add a generator, then you're taking some capacity away from the other appliances in your home.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, sure.
We do conduct almost like an audit when we quote our generators, to make sure you have enough gas pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that the big box stores won't tell you is that you need a battery mm-hmm. in a generator. And yep. you don't want to put a cheap battery in because, hey, we're going to invest this kind of money in something. We're going to want it to start when it needs to start.
Yep. Yep.
And we mainly focus on generators that are between 8,000 watts and 11,000 watts. And that system is going to handle your essentials, like your sump pump, your refrigerators, your yep. freezers, your yep. furnace. I do like to put the garage door openers on there as well, so okay. when you come home and power's out, you can open up your garage doors.
Yep. So now when you're putting a generator in, do you need a, does it go in outside first off, or down in the basement? Where does it usually go, outside?
Yeah, it goes outside.
Do you need a slab for that or something? Or
we
no?
will provide you with a landscape timber framed base and set in pea gravel. That helps with vibration.
Okay.
Because there is a motor inside of a generator, and the other component of the generator is a automatic transfer switch, and that gets mounted next to your electrical panel down in your basement
okay.
or wherever it may be, and there are little sensing contacts inside of that transfer switch that when the power goes out, then it knows that it has to fire the generator up and transfer power to the generator,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
vice versa. When the utility power comes back on, those sensing contacts see that and switch things back.
You know, and the generator thing, too, as technology keeps on progressing, the generator seems to be something that, in some homes, it is an essential.
It is.
It really is.
Especially for, it's funny to think, but how much we do based off a router and a wireless modem mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. is unbelievable nowadays, and We do put a lot of those modems and routers on the generator, because when the power's out, the kids are probably going to want to be on their iPad.
Yeah. Well,
even mom and dad handling
sure.
business.
But handling business.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I mean, the kids, they can wait. but handling business, you know, mm-hmm. transaction that needs to take
yep.
place, where it'd be transferring money or things along those lines that you can't do.
Yep, exactly.
You know, obviously food could spoil,
yep.
You know, so it's not just lights going out anymore. And today, you know, the way technology is, and we bring sometimes our health issues home with us, meaning
yep.
that it can take care of, we can take care of, instead of going to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
we can just plug it in and have whatever take place. Yeah, you can't have that, and that could be a health issue.
I agree.
It's huge.
And with the generators that we install, they do have some mobile accessibility as well.
Okay.
We can put these little modules on that when your generator goes on, it's going to send you a text message or an email. So that's nice if you have a cottage up north,
yep.
or even if you travel a lot. Hey, my generator is on. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then it can default it, and you can call Blackhawk, and we'll go out and service it and see what's wrong with it.
A natural transition here from geothermal and from heating and cooling now to electrical, and we are thrilled to have Joel with us, Joel Brook who is in charge of the electric division over at Blackhawk Heating. So you can give him a call at 757-9900, 757-9900, and you know Blackhawk, the great name of Blackhawk. So it just makes great sense to have you all under one umbrella, and I'm sure they're thrilled to have you. So that's cool.
I hope so. Yeah. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for being here, Joel.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.
Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Blackhawk Heating.